Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, on this December 18th, with a preaching I'm calling Born a Crime. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife and had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Thus ends the reading. Born a crime. Did you catch that cultural reference? It's the title of Trevor Noah's biography, about his birth being illegal, his very existence illegal, under apartheid in South African law in 1984, because he was born to a white father and a black mother. He was born a crime. It's that makes me look at this story a wee bit differently. Because Joseph finds out, Mary is with child. Well, the law is clear to fulfill all righteousness, what God wants. It's clear. And then an angel comes to him in a dream and says, "Well, things are a little different than they appear, and what God really wants for you to do." But the thing is, Joseph is still going against the law. I doubt there was an exception for children conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Judaic law of the day. Righteousness, according to the law, dictated what he should have done, and he went against it. It reminds me of when Jesus said elsewhere, but the law was made for people, not people for the law. That's it. Sometimes we reify the law as if it's God's very words, and the law is supposed to guide us and lead us into a better relationship with God, point the way. But the most important thing is not following the law. It's following your heart in loving people and opening your mind to what that might mean in any concrete situation. With an open heart and an open mind, sometimes things look different than what's obvious, and there's a new creative way to move forward. It maybe still looks like a crime to some people, but maybe it's just exactly what God wants.